Welcome to Doctor Who's 50 and 50, Episode 5. I'm your host, Blaine Dowler. Today we're continuing our look at the different incarnations of the Doctor with the Tom Baker incarnation. Tom Baker played the Doctor from stories 75 through 116. So he was actually the Doctor for 42 stories. There was also some footage of him used in The Five Doctors, but there was nothing new filmed there. He traveled with companions Sarah Jane Smith, Harry Sullivan, Leela K-9, Romana, both versions of Romana, Adric, Nyssa, and Tegan Jovanka. He also worked with the Brigadier and John Benton. Now, the villains he faced off against include the Daleks, which he met twice, both times with Davros involved as well. He faced the Santarans twice, the Cybermen, the Black Guardian through the entire Key to Time, which was a storyline that lasted a full season. He faced off against the Master in three stories. He encountered Barusa twice, but it was before Barusa became a villain. And he also encountered Goth in Goth's second and final appearance. He was the longest actively serving Doctor, and actually ran from 1974 to 1981. And when he came on board as Doctor, we saw a bit of a shift in the series. This is where the running really starts. There's a little bit of jogging earlier on, but the Doctor was rarely involved in the running. Sometimes his companions or his newfound allies would be doing it. But Tom Baker is where the Doctor really started running through the stories on a regular basis. They also say you never forget your first Doctor. And for a lot of North American viewers, Tom Baker was their first Doctor. The series got syndicated stateside during Tom Baker's run, so that's where he became most popular as the Doctor. And apparently a lot of people didn't even know about regeneration when it happened with Tom Baker at the end of story 116. He did the job very well and was the first Doctor for so many people. He's not my personal favorite classic Doctor, but I can see why he's so popular and why he often wins the votes for the number one Doctor, not just on Bureau 42 with our readers, but with a lot of other readers and a lot of sources as well. He's very distinctive physically. He's got a distinctive voice. He's got these eyes that can just go wild and this manic smile. And he was also the first Doctor to really have humor added as a major ingredient to a lot of the stories. Now, the downside to his tenure is that he's the only one that clearly ages on screen during the course of his time, which, when you watch these in a marathon, as I've been doing lately, kind of undermines some of the Time Lord's lifespan stuff when you watch it. He talks about being about 750 years old with some slightly variable numbers in the course of his run, and yet in his 7 years as the Doctor, we can watch him age, and, you know, not just in the stories where they artificially age him. So on top of that face and the curly brown hair and the fact that he's just extremely tall in the first place, he also had a very distinctive long coat. His most distinctive part of the attire has got to be the scarf. So he's the Doctor that had that extremely and accidentally long scarf. Apparently one of the producers just grabbed a bunch of wool, handed it to one of the costume designers and said, here, make a scarf out of this. Because they were probably inspired by a French painting for the Doctor's look. And he had no idea how much yarn it took to make a scarf. The costume designer used all of it and made an incredibly long scarf, which apparently they even shortened before they used it on the air. That says something, because Tom Baker is well over 6 feet tall. And he could have that scarf hanging at 1 foot, wrapped around his neck in one giant loop that came down past his waist, back up, and then hanging down to the other foot on the other side. So, I mean, this is probably a 20-foot scarf, 24-foot scarf quite easily. And Tom Baker also really played up the love of jelly babies that was started by Troughton's Doctor. Spectre Troughton had them and offered them around a few times, but he wasn't really a part of what he did on a regular basis. It was for Tom Baker, who was also the second Doctor following Pertwee, to make heavy use of the sonic screwdriver. And in some interviews, I've also seen Tom Baker eating jelly babies there, so I wonder if that's part of the reason it got played up so much. There's actually interviews on YouTube that were recorded during his first season when he's offering the interviewer jelly babies and eating them himself while they're filming the interview. And this area is also when the show started moving into some of the social territory. You know, we've got some classic stories like Genesis of the Daleks, where he debates the intrinsic value of killing them. There's the end of Key to Time, where he's talking about the value of a single human life in the face of the universe. There's the sequence in Nightmare of Eden, where he meets a scientist who crossed some lines that should have been crossed to fund his research, thinking, well, the numbers play out, it's for the greater good, and the Doctor just won't stand anything along those lines. He won't take crossing that line. It's just not worth it to him. So there really is some great stuff in the Tom Baker era. And in Tom Baker's final season. Jonathan Nathan Turner got promoted and started really being one of the showrunners. And apparently some of their differences of opinions as to what direction the show should take and where the Doctor should go were amongst the main reasons that Tom Baker chose to leave the series at that point. This is also where we see some changes to the opening credits. So up to this point, it's always been kind of a kaleidoscopic background, sometimes with the TARDIS, and since the Troughton era, with the Doctor's face in the opening credits, Tom Baker's final season was the one where the Doctor's face comes and forms out of the stars themselves. There's the new logo, and it is a star field in the background instead of that kaleidoscopic feel that we had for the first few seasons. So we're starting to see a change in direction that's going to follow through the Davison years right up through the end of the Sylvester McCoy years. But Tom Baker is a very good Doctor to watch. Now, given how many stories he was involved in, you know, it's almost surprising he didn't see some of the classic villains more often. Even a lot of the ones that would have been paired with him in The Five Doctors, you could argue they weren't. Tom Baker chose not to come back to shoot The Five Doctors after having left the show so recently, after being on there for so long. So the way he was incorporated in The Five Doctors was through Shada. Now, Shada was a story that was written by Douglas Adams when he was the script producer and the executive story editor. It was meant to be the season 17 finale. Unfortunately, that plan kind of got derailed. There was a strike with some of the crew, at not just on Doctor Who, but the entire union. As a result, they never finished filming that serial. So it was adapted into audio dramas. It was released on DVD as best they could. So there's interstitial material filmed recently with Tom Baker sort of detailing what was going on in the missing scenes, sometimes accompanied with screen captures and still images. But a lot of it is missing. And that's the first point where we get to some debate about how we number the stories. So the backs of the DVDs count Shada as story 109. If you go to Wikipedia, they list it under the total list, but they don't count it as a numbered story because it was never broadcast as a numbered story. For the purposes of these podcasts, again, we are using the DVD numbering so it's easier to track the stories down. But because he chose not to come back, they restructured The Five Doctors, and they took some of the footage from Shada that had never been broadcast and incorporated it into The Five Doctors so that there was footage of Tom Baker as the Fourth Doctor that audiences had never seen. So it would feel like they really did have all Five Doctors involved in a new adventure. If you're watching the DVDs in sequence and catching up that way, well, then it's not so new. In any event, that's what we have to say about Tom Baker. Please join us again tomorrow when we continue our look at the Doctors with Peter Davison. Thank you for listening.